This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Why'd you say it twice? I didn't know it. Is there an echo in here? Is there an echo in here? In here, in here, in here. Free Talk Live, live. 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
the Equalist Mountaineer.
And I'm excited about something known as NH Exit.
I am very excited about NH Exit.
I'm not excited about the name. It doesn't sizzle. It doesn't have that pizzazz to it. But what's underneath NH Exit? For too long, the federal government has overstepped its bounds, refusing to abide the Constitution and committing heinous war crimes both abroad and at home. They've destroyed the currency of the land, and they don't seem to care about their routine violations of our rights. Even if that wasn't the case, though, isn't it absurd that people in California or other states thousands of miles away, or even Washington, get to determine who rules over you? At nhexit.us, we're trying to change that. We've proposed an amendment to the New Hampshire Constitution that would allow New Hampshire to declare its independence from the shenanigans, warmongering, and economic destruction wrought by the United States government. Sign the petition today at nhexit.us. Let's see New Hampshire exit the U.S. Where others have failed, we will secede.
Nice.
I added that myself.
Nice. Yeah. I like it. No, I like it.
I want to get a t-shirt. That's
and that's
it.
The thing. This is what the promise of the Free State Project was. Like, hey, if we all get in one place, then we can actually do stuff.
We can affect the system.
And at the very least, this is going to get talked at.
Yes.
We're going to actually discuss the possibility of, look, we...
and the benefits.
There's two options. There's two options because we cannot stand each other.
Yep.
We can't stand each other.
Politically.
Two things are going to happen, one or the other. Either we're going to shoot each other, I'd prefer not, or we're going to break up.
Yep.
I mean... when two people are married
yeah.
and they cannot stand the sight of each other, they break up.
Yeah. In my personal life, if I'm in a toxic relationship and I identify it as such, my first thought is to GTFO or get the out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why would I not apply that same principle to a political relationship, particularly one that I have no choice in?
And the fact is, we don't make sense to each other.
No.
We don't make any sense. Like, if you are the kind of person who is in favor of this so-called vaccine, then it is fundamentally unthinkable to you why anyone would not do that. And if you are the kind of person who is against this particular so-called vaccine, it is unthinkable why anyone would put that in their body.
Yeah, and there's many other benefits to sort of divorcing from the federal government, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
Decentralization seems to be the trend of humanity now that, you know, technology has adopted decentralization, such mm-hmm. as cryptocurrency, for example. It seems to be the way to go. There was a point in time when humanity kind of needed these monolithic structures to advance, and, you know, they needed official record keepers, and so, you know, somebody needed to be recognized as the official record keeper of humanity. But we don't need that anymore. Technology is doing a far better job at a far lower price than governments can at all of that, and it is going to be an interesting future. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Robert from Vermont calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain. How you doing? Hi, Pecos. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, we're good.
Well, how you doing?
What's on your mind, Robert?
Great. Hey, so I want to kind of mix it up a little bit. I know you guys are talking about the government, but for some time now, probably within the last 3 to 5 years, there's been this trend that's been going on with the Innocence Project, as we all know, it's one of my favorite organizations. And
yeah, I'm familiar with them a bit. And in fact, anybody listening, if you have not seen the miniseries that's based on the Innocence Project, it's called The Innocence Files. I think it's Netflix or Amazon. I'm not sure which one put it out. I highly recommend that series to everyone. I watched it. It is fantastic. It's very well done, and it gives a very good perspective on the work that the Innocence Project is doing. I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this trend that's been going on, and it's a lot more often than what it has been, where, you know, we've had men that have been, and probably women that have been in prison for, you know, 20, 30, or 40 years, you know, only to find out that, you know, through DNA, that, you know, this person could have been cleared years ago.
Yep.
Or it's a situation where, people are being convicted of crimes through fraud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, misidentification, you know, lying, all that kind of stuff. And what's good about a lot of what's coming is that a lot of states across the United States, they have this organization is called Conviction Integrity Units. And these units are made up, I don't know exactly how they're started, but they're made up of people that have, you know, a good conscience and know their laws and everything, and they will take and look at somebody's case, you know, objectively, and if it shows that this person was railroaded, that person will get their conviction overturned and thrown out.
Yeah, what's interesting about that is that it takes an organization like the Innocence Project to do all of the background work that these conviction integrity units, CIUs as they're called, are supposed to be doing themselves. So what will happen is someplace like the Innocence Project will go and do all the background work, all the investigation, and then present all that to the CIU, and then the CIU will add on to it and verify and all that kind of stuff, and then if it looks like the conviction has been, you know, wrong, then they will make moves to help overturn it. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, even New Hampshire has seemed kind of odd that they don't even have one. But in Massachusetts, they're all over the place. And over in New York, they're all over the place. But New Hampshire don't have one. I wonder why.
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I suspect that these places that have, like, larger cities will have a different, you know, sort of crime rate or conviction rate in which they are trying to achieve in order to make their politicals look good, whereas New Hampshire has fewer laws, I think. And so I'm guessing that there maybe aren't as many convictions coming out of New Hampshire. I don't know. I would have to look it up. It's a great question, Robert. Did you want to say something,
Peter? Yes. Yeah, it has always struck me as a very strange thing that police are allowed to lie. They're always allowed to lie. They're allowed to lie on the stand, and nothing ever happens to them. They're allowed to lie when they're interviewing you. They're allowed to lie when they pull you over. And frequently, this leads to these kind of wrongful convictions.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the police unions, you know, they're all backed up by them, and they're able to get away with all of this stuff. And you know, I mean, if you realize how many people a year go to jail innocently for stuff that they didn't do.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it is incredible. And thanks for the call tonight, Robert. We appreciate it. The amount of people that go to jail is incredible. And then, of course, very few of them go to trial. They all end up pleading out because they'll hit them with what I call a barrage of things. Like, well, you're looking at 7 charges of this and 6 and then we're going to charge you with the other thing. And I go, but if you take a deal, we'll only charge you with this one thing and you can get out of here tonight. Kind of a thing. And so people will go, yeah, that sounds good. And
you
they
can
do
spend the next 50 years in jail or give me 50 bucks.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to the show. Almost different key. Yeah, this is not Welcome Back, Cotter. It is, however, Free Talk Live. We're the live radio call-in talk program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
Get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime, an event being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Although physical tickets are sold out, you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve that lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will all be speaking at this October 16th event. Get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com. See what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. All right. There's more to say about this weatherman of 30 years who got fired because he wouldn't take the jab. We'll get back to talking about that. And plus, coming up, we'll talk about the preschool mom who gave a beating to a teacher. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Clymer calling from Stoddard. Clymer, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Captain. Peekless, you guys do a great job. Just wanted to throw you out a shout. I'll tell you a little bit about my own history with the Free State Project. I started donating to the Free State Project going back about 10 years, probably as long as Ian's been involved with it, but I've never really understood exactly what it was. I lived in Massachusetts, not the tangent off, but I also worked for a very large defense contractor in the process of, ending my own employment because of the mandate.
Oh, wow.
But neither here nor there. I don't want to delve into that topic too much.
Okay.
So I bought property here in Stoddard because I lived in Massachusetts. I was interested in the Free State Project, but didn't really kind of have any understanding of the people involved until I moved here, and I initially started just via Google search, trying to find some local crypto people that were interested in using crypto. So I came across the local crypto meetup, and, I ended up meeting the Penguin and Chris and a couple of other people, but it's just an incredibly eclectic, interesting, freedom-minded group of people here in the Keene area. Keene's got some great vibes. I like the region.
Yeah, I refer to those types of folks as the freedom nerds, right? So, being a musician of like 20 years back in the West Coast and that kind of a thing, I would hang out with music nerds, right? They knew all the latest gear and what guitar pedal to buy and, all that kind of stuff. Out here, you meet up with the freedom nerds and they know, what's the newest crypto or, which one's on the outs and why you should do this or not that, and they'll have opinions and all that stuff. And generally, an opinion on, to point you in the correct direction. Now, I want to make something clear to our listeners, Clymer, that is that there's, in my mind anyway, there's two Free State Projects. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. One, there is an organization called the Free State Project.
Free State Project Incorporated.
Right. And so that is an official organization, recognized by the state as a nonprofit. I think that, what are they, a 501c? I don't know exactly what they are. But so there's that. But then there's the larger, it's more like the freedom movement, right? And a lot of folks will refer to that also as the Free State Project. So I just want to make sure our listeners know that there could be two different things that we're talking about, and they often meld into the same thing when we talk about moving to New Hampshire and that type of a thing. I am not an official member of the Free State Project, Inc., or, that organization. However, I am a member of the larger freedom movement. I moved here because I believe that getting like-minded people together, to act is probably the quickest way to achieve freedom in our lifetime.
Well, well said. And the reason I moved here was for the Free State Project, because I got the general message. And like I said, I've been pumping money into it for the past 10 years.
Sure.
But now moving here, I understand that I don't want to call it a schism, but there seems to be, it's almost like a fracturing. It's like the Free State Project. I know there's been some kind of, not a separation between, you know, certain members around, especially around the Keene area, mm-hmm. and a larger Free State Project, but maybe a difference of opinion or, you know, but a lot of these things I'm still learning. So I really don't understand, you know, some of the intricacies and you know, some of the nuances of what goes on.
Well, it's interesting because, it's interesting because there are different personalities and also people who are of the mind of freedom, the mind of liberty, the mind of, you know, peaceful solutions to our problems, the mind of wanting to live in a voluntary society where all actions are voluntary. You always have the right to opt out of whatever it is that's going on. There are going to be disagreements amongst those types of people. What's really awesome to see, though, is when all people of the mind of freedom can get together and work together. It usually takes like a large event, right? Something happens, like a raid of Free Talk Live, for example, something along those lines to really have all the folks that have made the move, are going to think about making the move, who are regular donors to the Free State Project or their amplifiers here at Free Talk Live, things like that. When they all act in concert for a common goal, that is a thing of beauty. And you'll see it, if you haven't already, you'll see it eventually, because we know the state's not going to stop doing what they're doing. It is so impactful. I can't say enough about what a difference it makes and how it gives me a glimmer of hope in my heart.
Well, and I'd like to point out that, I've been on the left, I've been on the right, and I'll tell you that they are always just as fractured, and it's one of those grass is greener on the other side kind of things where, like, from the left's perspective, well, the right is so unified, and from the right's perspective, well, the left is so unified. And here's the thing, like, they're just as fractured, but the difference is they actually think they should be unified. And the libertarian solution has always been, let's try lots of different things. It has always, that's actually what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have different perspectives. We're supposed to be attempting different methods of fixing things and seeing which one works. And that's always been our way. Right. Like, let's attack this from multiple angles at once.
Go ahead, Clymer.
Yeah, you're right. And the people I've met have all been great. It's a great group, especially around the Keene area. One quick question before I let you folks go and you let me go. In terms of the number of people you meet, how many are from around the Northeast, like Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, and how many are from the whole country? I mean, is it totally mixed up, or do you find a lot of people coming into Massachusetts?
We'll answer your question in just a little bit. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Republican U.S. Representative Tony Gonzalez of Texas and 38 of his House Republican colleagues introduced a resolution on Friday urging the Biden administration to fulfill its obligation to fully enforce federal immigration laws in response to the migrant surge in Del Rio. Gonzalez says most of the Haitians were not sent back to Haiti.
Out of these 15,000 migrants that were under there, about 2,000 got sent back to Haiti. That means 13,000 were processed and released into the United States.
Norway will end all COVID-19 related restrictions starting Saturday, the government announced, joining a growing list of countries and states that have removed pandemic curbs. Now the time has come to return to a normal daily life. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slammed the cowards of the Supreme Court for the dark of night Texas abortion law decision as the House passed the Women's Health Protection Act.
What the Supreme Court did was cowardly, a cowardly dark of night decision, to allow that bill to go into effect. How could it be?
The U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation on Friday to protect abortion services against growing Republican-backed state restrictions, including a Texas law that imposes a near-total ban on abortion, but the bill is unlikely to pass the Senate. The U.S. Department of State said China is attempting to divert attention from its own bad conduct in Hong Kong by accusing the United States of interfering in city affairs. The statement comes after China published a list of people responsible for the alleged interference. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Come on and listen to Free Talk Live. Yes. Yes, suddenly I'm Sean Connery.
Suddenly,
commander of a Russian submarine with a Scottish accent.
I've suddenly got a submarine under me.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number here in the studio if you'd like to join us. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Pickless Mountaineer. And let me tell you, there is one word that you should never do with a Sean Connery accent. Sit.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
You should place your posterior onto a cushioned sheet.
A sheet?
I wonder what Sean Connery sounds like drunk. Does he just sound the same? I'm drunk now. I'm Sean Connery, but I'm drunk. Anyway, we had a
good question of how many people do we meet that are from the Northeast?
Yeah, so it was Clymer in the previous segment. He had called, and at the end of his call, he had asked the question.
How many people with the Free State Project, not Free State Project Incorporated, mind right. you, but the, how'd you phrase it, Greater New Hampshire Freedom Movement. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. How many people that move up here for this are from the Northeast versus from everywhere else? And for my part, very few people from the Northeast. I mean, every now and again I run into someone who's from Maine or Massachusetts, but... I mean, largely, it's, I came out here from Colorado, you came out here from Seattle, and that's most of what I find out here.
Yeah, I've bumped into an amazing number of folks from not the Northeast.
Mm.
I did not expect to find Southern hospitality, for example, here. There are some folks in and around our community who have the Southern accent, if you will. And, well, I love those people. There are people from, well, you're from Colorado, I'm from, some of the first people that I met, or the next movers after I got here, were from California.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of folks that we know who, you know, come out to our functions from time to time.
A lot of people from California, which it's good to see them getting out here. A surprising number of people from New York, I'll say.
Yes, yes. I guess they're Northeast.
Yeah.
Right, so that kind of, you know, sheds a little more light on the question. It really is a mixed bag, what would you call it, a melting pot of different cultures, different people. You know, we've had people come out and visit sometimes. They'll come out from different areas. I think one person that I know is still planning to move out here is from Ohio, the Domster.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came out to visit. And then, you know, he went back home, and now he's making the preparations and, you know, trying to get his ducks in a row to actually make the move.
Mm-hmm.
There's some folks out in Indiana that we met at ForkFest. They came out to meet us, arguably, or at least other people within the greater New Hampshire freedom movement and that kind of a thing, and they're considering making the move as well. It is quite the thing to see. And it can be scary for some people if you're considering moving and you haven't made it. Now, I just dove in headfirst. I didn't come out and visit. I didn't meet anybody. I made the decision. I failed once. I got into a huge car wreck, and I had to sort of crawl back to the West Coast and wait a couple more years and get my ducks in a row before I did it again. I did it differently the second time, and I succeeded, but I did not come out here for like a vacation. I was like, well, if I'm going to pay to like go out there and, you know, I'm not going to, I mean, that's just money I could have saved to like help me move and, you know, establish a place when I get here and all that kind of thing. So like from a financial perspective, I was just like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to just go ahead and do it. And so I did. You don't have to do it that way. You can take some time, you come out here, you can visit, you can meet people, you know, drive around the place, go to the different cities and towns and, you know, figure out what's here for you, what, you know, sort of area do you like better than others, you know, maybe your industry is specific, you know, maybe you can work from home, I don't know. I don't know the answers to this. So the method or decision is as individual as the individuals themselves, which, to go back to your statement, is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Not all, you know, you can't fit everybody into the same, you know, square peg into a round hole kind of a thing. There's not one solution for everybody. My preferences are different even from my own preferences on a daily basis. I might prefer something today and then, hey, I don't prefer it anymore tomorrow. So, you know, and you should be able to change your preferences. Our preferences are as individual as our fingerprints are. And that's the decisions that we have to make are that different.
And a lot of people that first encounter this way of looking at the world are like, okay, well, how will you solve this problem? And unfortunately, in almost all cases, the real answer is, I don't know. I mean, if I knew how to solve every problem, then you should have just made me king. But the real answer is, we're going to try different things and see what works. I mean, how do we get liberty? Some people think it is through protest. Some people think it is through having our own markets. Some people think it is through political action. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to work. But I do know this. We're going to try different things. And what works, works.
Yes. So I hope that answers your question, Clymer. And again, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you.
And while we're on the subject, I mean, it is such a unique thing that we are doing out here that I rarely have the time to think, wow, if I wasn't doing this, I just could not imagine what else I would be doing. Because having a community of people who respect your liberty and your self-ownership and your free will. Is irreplaceable.
Yeah, it's pretty huge. And it goes the other way, too. I found myself having to be more accepting of different people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was used to, you know, my sets of friends and, you know, my sets of community that I had, you know, in the music world and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming out here, I don't have any of that, so I had to sort of adopt and be adopted by this new community. And so it's a whole different culture, really, to say the least. But a welcoming culture, right? You know, folks are very willing to help out if and when they can. Mm-hmm. You know, very communicative, very supportive of each other. You know, we have things where, like, you know, somebody will break down and, like, somebody will rush out to get in the middle of the freaking night.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they're part of the community, you know, that kind of a thing. So it is very a very big deal to have other like-minded people around you.
And it's wild because, like, there are some people who have smoked pot every day of their adult lives, and for them that's a really important issue and that's what they're fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other people who have never touched it in their entire lives and don't want it in their communities at all, and they're allies.
Yes.
And that's incredible. Yeah. And it's beautiful to watch.
The respect of the individual is something that is not in public curriculum.
Yeah.
Like, anywhere. Respect of the individual, the respect of the differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the reasons that I got into music was because I just saw too much sameness.
Right.
You know, and then I would hear bands put out what I considered crap. This is all opinion, of course.
Mm.
But I would go, I can write better songs than that. I can, you know, play on stage like that. I can, you know.
There's something about being authentic when you create something.
Yes.
And, I mean, you can hear it. You can hear when someone's like, even if it's not your taste, like, you can hear when someone's being authentic when they make something.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. We'll finish up this story about this weatherman of 30 years who got fired for not taking the jab. Plus, coming up, we'll talk about the preschool mother apparently beat the teacher. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. If you would like to join us, we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. Last year, we told you about Intercoin, which can help any business and organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token you want to launch or an app you want to build? Go to intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, get some Intercoins for yourself. Again, intercoin.org. All right, so to finish up real quick, we'll get to your calls and thoughts. I just want to say this: the last couple of quotes from this guy who got fired, this weatherman, Mr. Bonak, out of Michigan. He goes on to say, "Now, if the risk of death from COVID would be significant, I might take a chance and get injected. However, for a normally healthy adult not housed in a nursing home or not suffering from serious comorbidities, the chance of surviving COVID is well over 99%. I will take the chance and go without a shot. I choose not to risk serious side effects." Now, keep in mind, listeners, this is a man who got fired from a career of 30 years of reporting the weather on television. His concluding paragraphs speak to the ages as a statement about our reality. Politicians and officious bureaucrats are crushing liberty. I quote, "The abrogation of our liberty and freedom under the guise of a pandemic is very disturbing to me. Hopefully, whether you lean right or left, you are concerned about what has occurred the last year and a half. I just wanted to go about my business, live and let live, and keep my mouth shut. But this act by the federal government through corporate America has brought me to a crossroads. Our way of life, our freedom and liberty is collapsing before our eyes." Mr. Bonet concludes, "Many of you have served in the U.S. military, or you know friends, relatives, and family members who have served. It is a strong tradition here in the UP," that means Upper Peninsula for those of you who don't know. "They have served, and some have given their limbs and even their lives to preserve freedom and liberty. It's time to wake up to what is occurring here in America and across the world. We are being bludgeoned with fear, I believe, in an effort to control us. Eminent doctors, virologists, and epidemiologists who post facts contradicting the official accepted narrative regarding COVID are being censored. Some are losing their jobs. It's time to honor those who served. For me, I honor them by saying, enough. I have the right to choose. We all do. If we do nothing, we will lose that right. And he goes on, one last thought, a distillation of a portion of Jefferson's masterpiece, the Declaration of Independence. When tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Those who love America and the freedom and liberty it stands for must speak up. Hopefully, it's not too late. And I just want to say thank you, Mr. Bonak, for putting this succinctly, coming from a person with a 30-year career in television who's getting fired because he won't take the jab. I appreciate your words.
Yeah, well spoken. And he's right. I mean, like, if you have looked at anything in history, ever, I mean, there are those moments of opportunity where they could say no.
Yes.
Before it gains momentum, before it all turns to crap.
Yes.
This is it. This is our moment. And yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable to resist evil. And I literally cannot call this anything but that. This is evil.
Yep.
And yeah, it's going to suck. You might have to risk your job. You might have to figure out how you're going to pay bills. You might have to talk to people that you don't like to talk to figure out how you're going to get together to get the things done that you need to get done. But this is it. This is our moment. This is our last chance.
I would say be like Mr. Bonak, stand up, speak out, speak loudly, speak frequently, and other people who feel the same way will find you. Speaking of Michigan, let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that guy rocks. You guys are absolutely right. I've been resisting the Franken shot ever since then. They've been hyping it, I mean, to no end.
Good on you.
I survived. I'm over 60, and I survived as close as, I mean, I had the punies for about 10 days, but I didn't lose my sense of smell or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
If you take reasonably good care of yourself, there's nothing but a damn flu bug, and you can kick its ass, and that's that.
Agreed. So what was on your mind tonight, Major? What were you calling about?
Well, I was thinking about a conversation we had about a year ago as far as our titles given or earned, or, like, you know, you claimed captain, and Peekless has claimed his, and I've claimed mine.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think last time we talked about this, Mark was still a free man before he went on a sailing trip with the Tidy Bowl man there.
he didn't get flushed down the toilet, but he is.
I know. Yeah. It's just such a good analogy. I couldn't help it.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because Peakless Mountaineer and I were talking about that during one of the breaks before you called, about how even the name Captain Kickass, you know, that has given me something to live up to. It was given to me by a friend of mine in jest, more as an insult than anything else, and then I just needed a pseudonym for a band that I was joining because everybody was using pseudonyms in the band, and they're like, you got to have a pseudonym to join our band, and so I was like, well, Captain Kickass it'll be, and that was, you know, during the early days of the internet when, you know, you're not supposed to use your real information on the internet anyway. That was the first rule. And so I just used that, and it stuck. And from band to band, that was who I was. And now it's who I am here, too. So it is an interesting study from person to person. Some people are given their nicknames. Some people take their nicknames. Which did you do, Major?
Well, as far as the one that I previously hold, I took it because of previous experience and what I intend to give back.
Mm-hmm.
I get as good as I give. Major Payne.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know someone whose side you're a Major Payne in, and I'm glad to see it.
There was a... you guys ever watch the series Deadwood?
No, I used to live in South Dakota, though, and I've visited Deadwood a couple of times.
Well, it's an awesome series. It only held it for one season. But anyway, there's one scene or one episode where the gold interests had come into town to consume everything they could, as they do.
Mm-hmm.
And this was theoretically represented by George Hearst, which is it's a non-historically correct figure. But anyway, the Pinkertons backed him, right? And they rode into town with hellfire and brimstone, and there was a guy that ran the newspaper there, the Deadwood Gazette or whatever the hell they called it.
Yep.
But they came in and they smashed his presses and whatnot and intimidated him, you know. And then the intimidation went on for about another week. And, well, the Turtle Man just finally had gotten his order back in, you know, his presses and whatnot, and started printing papers again. Well, the head of one of the Pinkerton squads come in and feigned drunkenness and just basically beat the dog snot out of him with a silver-headed cane.
Okay.
And he was a big dude, right? He was like 6'4", but he looked like a big walking red-headed turtle with the suit he wore especially, right? And Al Swearington, the local saloon owner, who was the pretty much the balls and the brains of the camp, he sits down with him after he's had this little ass kicking here. And
you got about a minute.
He's all beside himself, and he slaps him across the mug. And the guy just looks at him like, "What did you do that for?" And Al looks at him because he thinks he knows his history. And he says, "Merrick, have you ever been beaten before?" He says, "Well, once Doc slapped me, and then now just now you slapped me, and then this fella here he just beat me." And Al says, "Well, you know, you're going to have ass kickings coming. Stand it like a man and give some back."
That's great, Major. Thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate it. Definitely give some back in, you know, whatever way you can. I do not advocate violence, of course. There are many ways in which you can give back in the way of kicking ass.
And I will say, if you're going to take up a name, make it a reminder of what you're doing.
603-283-6160 is the telephone number here. Hour number three of Free Talk Live is next, and we will talk about the preschool mom who beat a teacher and why she did that. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.